From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Obama appeared on KIRO radio here in the U.S. and was asked whether he thinks a bomb destroyed a Russian jetliner over Egypt last week, killing all 224 passengers and crew.
I don't think we know yet. Whenever you've got a plane crash, first of all, you've got the tragedy. You've got the making sure that there's an investigation on site. I think there is a possibility that there was a bomb on board, and we're taking that very seriously.
Earlier, British Prime Minister David Cameron said it's more likely than not the plane was bombed. The Russian flight took off from Sharm el-Sheikh on its way to St. Petersburg Saturday. It crashed in the Sinai Peninsula. Islamic State has claimed responsibility for attacking the jet but has offered no evidence. The outgoing UN envoy for Libya urged that the country's rival leaderships stop blocking the democratic process and vote on a political agreement that lays out the composition of a future unity government. Bernardino León told the UN Security Council in his final briefing Thursday that while there's been progress recently toward resolving outstanding issues such as representation of the parties in the new government, there is still no formal acceptance of the agreement. Tanzania's new president, John Magufuli, was sworn in on Thursday despite continued disputes over the October 25th election. In a short speech, Mr. Magufuli promised to work hard to implement the pledges he made during the campaign. Recent election extended the longtime rule of the CCM party. This is VOA News. The head of Russia's Air Force says the military sent anti-aircraft missiles into Syria to order to protect the Russian planes that have been conducting airstrikes there since the end of September. According to Colonel Viktor Bondarev, the Russian jets were at risk of being attacked or hijacked during their missions. A UN watchdog group is accusing Iraq of violating the human rights of its citizens in the name of combating acts of terrorism. Lisa Schlein has details.
The UN Committee of 18 independent experts acknowledged Iraq's need to adopt measures to combat acts of terrorism. This, especially in light of the grave crimes being committed by the so-called Islamic State, including killings, abductions, enslavement, rape, and torture. But it said these horrific acts do not justify the human rights violations reportedly being committed against civilians by Iraqi security forces and allied armed groups in their efforts to defeat IS. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Myanmar opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi says if her party wins elections this weekend, she will take a post above the president to skirt a ban on her holding the office. Aung San Suu Kyi told a news conference in which she announced their plans that did not elaborate. Aung San Suu Kyi is banned from holding the office by a constitutional provision that says candidates with foreign-born spouses and or offspring cannot be president. Parliament in the Maldives voted Thursday to impeach the vice president there, Ahmed Adib, who was arrested last month on suspicion of being involved in an assassination attempt against the country's president. The unanimous vote came a day after President Abdullah Yameen declared a 30-day state of emergency because of a threat to national security. The United States has charged four men with conspiring to travel to Yemen to provide thousands of dollars to the late U.S.-born al-Qaeda leader Anwar al-Awlaki in an effort to support violent jihadist movements against the U.S. military personnel in Iraq, Afghanistan, and throughout the world. The four-count indictment was issued Thursday in the U.S. state of Ohio. Two of the men were U.S. citizens, and the other two were married to U.S. citizens. And the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration says heroin and prescription drug overdoses have reached epidemic levels in the U.S., surpassing car accidents and firearms as the leading causes of injury deaths. The number of drug overdoses climbed more than 50% in the past decade. Get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.